Ouais.
Tiens, bah. I was on this church, bro, and all at once I'm not on it.
Yes, you are.
You still on, Mother Austin?
Huh?
You are.
You still on.
We hear you.
Cain.
Mother Austin, can you hear us?
I can, yeah.
Okay. We were hearing you.
Okay.
We heard you holler Junebug.
Okay, I certainly will.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Are you ready for service?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
I'm hymning to myself.
The Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, y'all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God brought us from last Sunday to Sunday again.
Amen.
Amen. That's
all
right.
Those days in between.
Amen.
He has kept us.
That's right.
And we come this morning to give him some praise.
Yes.
Thank you,
it's
Jesus.
So good. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Because this is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
Right. And I'm here. I don't know about you. I'm here to rejoice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And be glad in it. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God. This is the day. This is the day. That the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. And be glad in it. Oh, this is the day.
Yes,
this is the day that the Lord has
made.
I will lift up his gaze with thanksgiving in my heart. I will lift up his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made.
I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Man.
Okay. This is okay.
God. Another day the Lord has made.
Amen.
Day 199.
Amen.
Amen.
Still here.
I'm still here. Amen.
For that we owe him some praise.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank Amen. You, Lord. Hallelujah.
He
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
this.
You.
He kept us through that. He kept us out of this. He kept us out of that.
Amen.
God, he has been our keeper.
Yes, Lord.
And now sustain him.
Yes.
He brought us through. He brought us up and out.
Yes,
he brought
Lord.
Us over and around.
Yes.
He has done everything for us, but we think we did it ourselves. Amen. Amen. All right. Praise God. We praise God. We can't do nothing apart from Him.
Amen.
With Him, we can do all things.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we praise God for His wonderful work that He continues to do for
Amen.
Mankind.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I'm glad to be a part of the number.
Hallelujah.
One more day.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Glad to be in the service.
Yes.
One more time.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So we grateful to God that He continues to bless in spite of ourselves.
Amen.
He continues to God to be a good God.
Yes.
Perfect God. That's right. Hallelujah.
Never make no mistake.
Yes.
Always doing what is right. Praise God for us.
Amen.
Although we may not realize that.
Amen.
Amen.
So we are grateful to God that He is continuing to be the same kind of God.
Amen.
You can depend on Him.
Yes.
He doesn't change.
No, He
doesn't. Day to day.
Thank you, Jesus.
From hour to hour. From minute to minute. Mm-hmm. He is the same today as it was yesterday.
Amen.
He'll be the same tomorrow and forevermore.
Amen.
He's the same God as it was at the beginning.
Amen.
He's an unchanging God.
Lord.
He said that He's Lord thy God and He changed it not.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So He's not like us changing every 5 minutes.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Half of this minute and next minute you're fussing somebody out.
Amen.
All right,
man.
All right. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
So, but that God, we don't have that kind of God.
Amen.
He loves in the good. He loves in the wrong. He loves in the bad. He loves in all the situations.
Amen.
He continues to love us the same as if we've been doing just what He asked us to do.
Amen. Yep. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. So,
Amen.
Our love depends on how I move.
Yep. Amen. Yep.
His love depends on you just being here.
Amen.
Because He made you for His glory.
Amen.
And His honor and His praise. Hallelujah. So we glorify God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But this is another day the Lord has made. We're going to be glad in it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, thank you, Jesus. The temper of all the earth keeps out before Him. I was glad when it said unto me,
Amen.
Let us go
into
the house of the Lord.
Amen.
I reach our standards in thy gates, O Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we
Amen.
Time gonna have prayer by I'm gonna ask Brother Cliff to pray.
Who? Yes, ma'am. Who are you saying?
Brother Cliff.
Oh, okay.
Pray.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another Sunday, Lord. We
yes,
thank you, thank you, God.
We thank you for everyone that's on the prayer line, Lord.
Yes, God.
Just thank you for everything that you have done.
Thank
for
you, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus. Lord, Pastor can give us a good yes, sermon Lord. This
Amen.
Morning.
Yes, Lord.
That we yes, all can understand and will take us through the week.
Yes, yes
Lord. Jesus. We praise you, Lord, for all the things that
oh,
you
yes,
do.
God.
Yes,
yes Jesus.
Thank you. We thank you. We can't thank you enough.
Hallelujah.
Thank you in Jesus'
name. Thank you, Lord.
Praise. In
Jesus'
name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I thought there was a dream down. There's a dream.
What
did
he say?
Oh, yeah. Elder Green, but you turn him mute off.
Yes, sir.
Okay, affirmation of faith.
We believe that God's
the Father Almighty, and that he is the maker of heaven and earth, as the scriptures have said. We believe in Jesus, that he is the Christ, and the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the light. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born on the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in his kingdom. He will come back as he promised to judge the world and to deliver the righteous. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the communions of the church, and the communions of the saints. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Everybody feel better?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God for the prayer and the affirmation of faith.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. What we believe.
Yes. Amen.
Okay. You got to have something you all you to believe in, or you'll be just lost.
Right.
Tell it, Pastor.
Running around like a chicken with his head cut off.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. No. You got to believe in something that you can hold to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And nothing better to hold to than the Word of God.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the only thing that's going to be here when everything is gone.
Amen.
It is the Word of God.
Amen.
The scripture text tells us that heaven and earth
yes.
is going to pass away.
Amen.
Because there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth.
Yes.
But the word of God shall stand forever.
Amen.
Okay. So we're grateful to God that he has allowed us this opportunity
yes.
to share in his word.
Yes.
Okay. And we're going to go into that scripture lesson today. From the book of Luke, St. Luke, chapter 22. Verse 31, where we'll start. Anybody miss it?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. St. Luke, chapter 22, verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I'm ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. Okay. Tell somebody,
don't let
the devil. Sift you.
Amen.
The devil walks around to and fro, acting like he is a roaring lion.
Uh-huh.
Notice we said he's acting as he's a roaring lion, but he's not.
That's right.
Amen.
Okay, he is a deceiver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he acts big and bad.
Mm-hmm.
But truly, he can't do anything to you, but except you allow him to do it.
Amen.
The reason he does things to us and get us all out of whack is because we are allowing him to sift us.
Yes.
Amen.
The word has already covered everything you're going to experience. And the word has told you how to handle it. And Satan comes in and gets you off guard. And he starts pulling you apart.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. So he will pull you apart if he can. And once he pulls you apart, he can work on you little by little. Until he has gotten you through the sifter spring. For those of you who may not know what a sifter is, that's a little wild spring like you put to your window to keep insects out. Well, that part of the spring is what the ingredients fall through to make them finer than what they are.
Yes.
Okay. It has, in the modern ones, they got metal sides. And my daddy used to make some out of the cheese box lid, where he cut the bottom out of the top and replaced it around the edge with the string. And then they can put the flour in or whatever, or meal, cornmeal in or whatever that you need to filter. And you shake it together. And as you shake, the final parts come through, leaving the lump in the filter to be thrown out.
Amen.
What are we saying here is that you got to be the lump. No matter how much he shakes you, no matter how much he tears at you, you got to stay together.
Amen.
And know that all things are still working together. It was the good of them that love God.
Yes.
Okay. You got to know that they may mean it for their bad. But God is going to change it and mean it for your good.
Amen.
Bad coming from them, but by the time it hit you, it's going to be working on for your good.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So don't allow the devil to cause you to lose faith and be pulled through the sifter.
Amen.
So when he pulls you through the sifter, you're going to be in 1,000 or even 1,000,000 different part pieces. And harder for you to get put back together again.
Amen.
You know, this is story that way. You might remember in elementary school about Hump the Dump. Get on the wall.
Amen.
Hey, Hump the Dump had a great fall. And then all the king horses, all the king men couldn't put him back together again.
That's true.
He's done too many pieces. That's what the devil wants to tear you apart.
Amen.
He doesn't want you communion together. He doesn't want you worshiping together.
Amen.
Because he knows that there is strength, power.
Yes.
Amen.
And togetherness that you have will compound that power. And make you more than a conqueror.
Yes, sir.
See, you're not just a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror.
More than a conqueror.
Okay, you're a little better than that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, and we never ever lose out.
Oh.
Although the devil, how you think you lost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you start going down that road, that's when he's pulling you through the system.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you got to stay in the system.
Mm-hmm.
Or stay out of the system.
Yeah.
You either need to stay in the shelter or out of it one.
Well, it's so.
Okay. Don't allow, if you don't allow him to get you in the shelter,
mm-hmm. Amen,
don't worry about coming through the shelter.
Amen.
Preach it, Pastor. Preach.
You got to keep your guard up.
Yeah, yes.
Keep your word, your mind on the word of mm-hmm. God.
Yes.
And that word of God will keep you out of the shelter.
Yes, it will.
He'll keep you out of that pity party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. He'll keep you out of that doom and gloom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got to learn how to stay in the word and out of
Amen.
The shelter.
Amen.
Well, that's so.
Mm-hmm. Huh. When you're in the shelter, some shelter have a little wheel in it.
Mm-hmm.
That you turn and turn Amen. And turn and turn and get a little bit at a time.
Glory and then to God.
You got, but you got some of those lumps that's hard enough.
Uh-huh.
You uh-huh. turn all day long, it doesn't come out.
Uh-huh.
Until you are thrown back out.
Uh-huh.
You got to either stay in the system,
uh-huh.
and don't go through it, or stay out of the system.
That's true.
So you want to be in the position of being going through.
Because
when you start thinking things according to your mind,
mm-hmm.
we're going through the system. Jesus told you to allow your mind
uh-huh.
to be stayed on him.
Yeah.
And if it stayed on him, uh-huh. you will be in perfect peace.
Perfect.
Yes. Amen.
Word, my Lord.
Okay. Paul told you to be renewed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In your mind.
Amen.
Okay. Be you transformed,
my Lord,
by the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Change that attitude. Change your mm-hmm. mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Change your desire,
mm-hmm.
change your want, and all focus on the word of the living God.
Amen. Yes, glory.
And he is our hope,
mm-hmm.
joy.
Yes, he peace. Is.
He is our everything. Okay.
Yes, he is.
He's our
Lord.
Healer, mm-hmm. our deliverer.
Yes, our yes.
He's our joy.
Amen.
And we'll sing the song, he's my everything.
Oh, yes.
But then
yes,
we don't
yes.
let him be your everything.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
You say that he Amen. Is the head of my life.
Yes.
But then
yes.
you don't want him to be your head of the life because you take
uh-huh.
over. When you say, God, I give honor to God who is the head of my life, you say,
uh-huh.
I'm the mouth of him. If he's the head of your life, then you will seek him first.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, before you do any action.
Amen.
Before you do anything,
yes.
you will seek him and know that he is God.
Yes, yes.
And God then will tell you what to do.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus told you to follow him.
Amen.
He didn't say, leave me. But it said, take up your cross and follow me.
Amen.
And it didn't say, walk beside me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He didn't say, walk beside me. He didn't say, lead me. But he told you to follow him.
That's right.
Amen.
And when you don't follow him, you're going through the system.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Preach it, Pastor.
Okay.
God be the glory.
So don't allow the devil to sift you. He'll
Amen.
Pull you apart if he can.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're thinking bad and evil about everybody.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Give a piece of your mind, Pastor.
Mad.
Oh, well, glory be to God.
You think you're all right, but you're worse off in some cases.
Amen.
Amen.
So first of all, you're judging, and he tells you not to judge.
Amen.
You condemn, and he tells you not to condemn.
Yes.
Amen.
Right? Because none of us are better than anybody else.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
We're all the same.
Yes.
And we're all God's children.
Yes, yes.
And guess what? And all of us ain't nothing but dirt.
Hey.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
You were made from the dirt of the earth.
Amen.
Okay. Every one of us.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Tell somebody your dirt ain't no better than my dirt.
Your dirt ain't no better than my dirt.
Amen. All of the dirt will get you dirty.
Amen.
And you can't clean up dirt with dirt.
That's so true.
Amen.
The very best we can do, the word said, is just as filter rags.
Amen.
Oh, here you got your filter rag hanging on the line and bragging about
it. Amen.
You ain't got nothing but filter rags.
Amen.
The Bible said the best we can do is that filter rag. So you can't clean yourself up.
Mm.
And nobody else can clean you up.
Amen.
But the word of God.
Amen.
But the word said, now that you are clean through the word.
Word of God.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's the word of God that's got to clean.
Amen.
And that's all the way you can stay in that filter.
Amen.
And not go through, it's to stay in the word.
My Lord.
The word won't go through the filter. We're going to stay firm.
Yes.
We're going to stay solid.
Yes.
It's gonna stay sound.
Yes.
It's gonna be steadfast,
unmovable,
always abounding in the work of the Lord. That's the word of God.
Amen.
And God told me to tell you that.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Stay in Him, and He will stay in you.
Amen.
Everything will be all right.
Yes,
just keep on holding on.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And just hold on a little while longer.
Yes.
Devil, I ain't going through your system.
I ain't going through your system.
Not going.
He
is my Lord.
He desires to sift you.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want you going to heaven.
That's
he doesn't want you to have no peace.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want you to have no joy.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. He's in misery, and he wants you to be miserable with him.
Amen.
Just as those things say, misery love company.
Okay.
And when we go to somebody with our sad song, we're looking for them to be sad with them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of giving God some praise for it, rejoicing about it.
Uh-huh.
We want them to have a pity party.
Amen.
Man. Yep.
Okay. And when we get off the phone with you, we call somebody else because we want to, you know, a party until you have a big crowd. So we have to have a crowd to tell our problems, to share our sorrow.
Yes.
Amen.
But the word that God has already bore our reason and carried our sorrow.
Amen. Yep.
He's already done that for you. So why are you carrying them around?
My Lord.
Right. Why are you holding on to them?
Mm-hmm.
That's all your care.
Yes. Yes.
Not some of them, every one of them. Cast all your care.
Mm-hmm.
Cast them where, Pastor. Cast them on the Lord.
Amen.
I don't see him. That's all right. He's there.
Amen.
You got to wait to see him. You got to wait to feel him.
That's true.
He promised that he would never leave you.
Amen.
Never forsake.
But don't let the devil sift you through thinking God has left you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Somebody think God has left us in this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But God has left you. He's still
tell
here.
It, Pastor.
Amen.
He's keeping you out, you.
Amen.
And if you are in him, if you are taken out by the pandemic, you ain't lost.
That's right.
You're being blessed.
Yes. Wonderfully blessed.
Okay. All right, and you be going to get your blessing.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Payday is here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God.
So keep your mind positive.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your mind set on Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Everything will turn out all right.
Yes. Amen.
The Bible tells us about this occasion. Jesus and his 12 have been preparing for the cup for the Holy Communion.
My Lord.
The Passover. Mm-hmm. And he's been talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
And he already told Peter and John to prepare the place. That we may eat the Passover with his disciples. And Jesus then, when they had got the place prepared, they came to the upper room and they sit there and he taught them, all right, about his reason for eating the Passover. Okay. Now, all this had gone on. And Peter, being one of the ones brave, talking to Jesus, and Jesus told Peter, Simon, Simon.
Yes.
The devil, Satan. Mm-hmm. Has desired to sift you. Okay. Notice he said Satan has desire. He wants to pull you through the sift. He doesn't want you whole.
No.
He wants you all in fragments. And so when you're going through your pity party, you all pick the pieces. All over the place.
Jesus. Yes, sir.
Preach it, Pastor. Okay.
And nobody can get you back together.
Yeah.
They give you some comforting words. And you reject the Messiah and you don't understand.
Jesus.
They give you some comforting words.
Amen.
You push them away and said, you don't know, this is me.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
You know what I'm going through. They cry to deliver you.
Yes.
So you keep on pushing yourself to the verge of falling through the system. And you're up little by little. Satan wants to kill you. Because his job is to kill, steal, and to destroy. That was the three things he came to the earth to do. And neither of none of the three sound good to me. He wants to kill you. Is that good?
No.
My Lord.
He wants to steal from you. He wants to destroy you. All that sounds bad to me.
Amen.
But yet we'll follow him.
Yes, sir. Sure we will.
Instead of following Jesus like he told us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll follow the ways of sin. For the wages of sin is death.
The
gift of God is eternal life.
Amen.
So we will follow the devil before we follow God.
Tell it, Pastor.
God tells us we want everybody to love us, but we don't want to love them back. So Peter, the devil has a desire to have you. So if he gets you, he can do what he wants to do with you. All right? He had desire to have you. And he got a reason for wanting you. Okay, the next part of that verse says, that he may sift you like somebody sifting wheat. Okay, wheat is a grain.
Mm-hmm.
When you grind it up, you can make cereal out of it, you make bread out of it, you make cake out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the flowers and things. Okay. Now, nowadays, you buy already pre-sifted, but then sometimes not that pre-sifted still needs to be sifted.
Amen.
Because summertime it gets some lumps in it. Okay. So he want to he wants you to get in the sifter so he can pull you apart.
That's right.
To find the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go around blaming God.
Mm-hmm.
Blame your loved one.
Mm-hmm.
Naming everybody but the devil.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Sure do.
But it's the devil sifting you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the devil that desires to destroy you.
Glory
to the devil that's doing those bad things towards you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So keep that in mind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But listen to this. Okay, and there's hope.
There is hope.
Jesus said the devil desires to sift you as wheat, but I have prepared, have prayed for you.
Mm-hmm.
Prayed for thee. Okay. Jesus already prayed for you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. He's talking to Peter here, but he's saying to Peter, he's saying to us.
Amen.
Say what I say unto one.
I say unto all.
Mm-hmm. So, God is saying the devil has desire to sift each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he wants to have us so he can sift us as wheat because he doesn't want you giving God no praise.
Amen.
Amen.
So if you give God some praise, you'll be a witness to what God is doing in your life. Somebody's going to gain hope.
Tell it, man.
And find the light. And come to Christ.
Amen.
And be delivered. Somebody's going to find joy in the midst of storm. Somebody's going to be peace in the midst of chaos. Somebody's going to know that there is a God.
Yes, that didn't know it was before.
Amen. You talking about what the Lord has done for you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
So it says, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not.
Well,
don't give up. Keep on believing. Jesus prayed that our faith fails us not.
Amen. Amen.
And if we hold on by faith,
yes, sir.
Everything's gonna be possible for you.
Amen.
He's gonna be the victor.
Amen.
Not the victim.
Amen.
A lot of us saints wind up being the victim. You're supposed to be the victor.
Amen.
That's right.
Okay. Because with God, we cannot lose.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
So he prayed that our faith fails us not.
Mm-hmm.
And when thou art converted, when you get delivered, then go help somebody else be delivered.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you are delivered. So in other words, he said, when you converted, drinking that brother, don't get out there if you ain't converted yourself. You just gonna go to the ship and pull everybody up down with you.
Amen.
No, that's
you in a mess and trying to help somebody else out of a mess.
Mm-hmm.
You got to first get yourself out of the mess.
Amen.
Just like Jesus saying, get the beam out of your eye first.
Yes.
And then you see how to help me with mine. You can't help me. Your eyes all closed up with the beam.
Amen. That's right.
Okay. So don't allow the devil to sift you.
Amen.
You get up in the morning. Some of us get up in the morning with an attitude. Nobody has said nothing to you or done nothing to you. In fact, you got up mad with yourself, I guess. That's the devil lifting you.
Amen.
You set up for the day.
That's right.
So that if anybody come by, you're going to knock them out.
Tell them, man.
Because you're blocking them from the God. I thought they were saved. I thought they were this and I thought they were that.
Amen.
You are blocking somebody from the kingdom. Because the only God they're going to see is you.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You are proclaiming to have him. You are proclaiming to represent him.
Amen.
Don't let the devil pull you through the system.
Amen.
And you try to drag everybody down with you. You got to get out of that system, but not through the
glory to God. Well, it's true.
How do you get out of the system, but well, pastor, don't go through the screen? Jump out.
Amen.
Didn't I tell you leap?
Yes.
For the joy.
Amen.
In the same hour that you're going through leap.
Uh-huh.
Joy. Don't let the devil see if you jump out of that ship.
That's right.
In the first place. But now that you're in there, jump out.
Amen.
Yes,
stop
yes.
Leaping.
Uh-huh.
Do like you're on a trampoline.
Yeah.
Yep. You go up a little higher and higher.
Yeah.
If you can catch up to the top of the ship and pull yourself out.
Amen.
Amen.
In other words, do that until you can catch on to the word.
Amen.
Yes.
You catch on to the word, you can pull yourself out.
Amen.
And how do you catch up to the word? By believing the word.
Amen.
By calling on God and letting him bring it back to your family.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Peter said, I will be with you.
Yes,
always.
God said, Peter, before the cock crows,
yes,
you're going to have denied me three times.
Amen.
Before your battle is over.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we deny God.
My Lord.
Yeah,
we deny that he has delivered us and you said he has.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't see no results that you're looking for. You deny that God has done what he said he would do.
Amen.
Okay. Don't let the devil sift you to say anything negative about God.
That's true. Lord, have mercy.
You said it did.
Yes.
That's enough for you.
Amen.
I may not never see it, but he said it did and did.
Yes.
He told Abraham, I'm going to make you a father of many nations. Abraham didn't see it.
Amen.
But he's done it.
That's right.
You're a part of that nation now.
Amen.
Okay. God's got everybody. All right. So don't allow him to do that.
My Lord.
God will deliver. Know that.
Yes,
And not only will he will deliver, he has delivered. Count it all now.
Yes.
Okay, as if it was. Everything that is not to be count as not to be.
Amen.
Just because you see it,
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean it's so.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got to go by what the word says.
Amen.
Okay. Faith. Remember, Jesus said, I pray that your faith
mm-hmm.
fail you not.
Amen.
So when we start doubting God's word,
mm-hmm.
we're going through the system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good word, Pastor.
Thank God for his word.
Amen.
Don't allow the devil
mm-hmm.
to sift you during what we're going through.
Amen.
Okay. You got another challenge on hand.
Yeah,
the Delta virus.
Yes, sir.
Man, yeah.
Now getting worse than as bad as the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Delta virus. Taking over the majority of people getting sick and dying.
Amen.
Here's the Delta Bob. I literally heard him say yesterday 99.9% of them that dying people that had not been vaccinated.
That's right. Amen.
And they're dying for that new variant, the Delta.
Mm-hmm.
The devil has been sifting you. Right. Do what's right.
Amen.
That's what the word called for you to do.
Yes,
do
my Lord.
What is right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Everything will turn out to be all right.
Yes, it will.
If you just do what is right.
Mm-hmm.
Right ain't never wrong.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's right.
And wrong is never right.
Well, that's Man. True.
Mm-mm. You can't justify it.
Mm-mm.
Based on what somebody else has said or done.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's, and they have a smile upon you.
Good word, Pastor.
I bet you. Good word. Great. Good word. Good.
Amen.
Good word.
Man.
Good word.
Yeah. Amen.
Good
word.
Yes.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pastor, the word was well said.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
So now yes. I'm not going to say the devil's a liar. I'm going to say get out of that filter.
Amen.
Amen. So that's what Sylvia said. The devil's a liar. When pain hit, get out of that filter, Gloria.
Amen.
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 That was well said, and I enjoyed it.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
I did too.
I asked God to give him a great word, and he definitely gets delivered.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You always give him a good word.
Always give.
Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't
Amen.
Let the devil sift you.
Amen.
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 Good
Lord. Glory be to God.
Last week I made an announcement for the mothers and the deacons, and I talked with Pastor Burnett yesterday or last night, and we're going to also invite the trustees, so the mothers, deacons, and trustees to the meeting August the 14th, and so I'll post that on our church website. So if you're any other the mothers and deacons that are not here, if you could pass that word to them also, and trustees.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Burnett says hello.
Oh, tell him we said hello.
Hey, hallelujah. Hello. God bless. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.
See y'all.
Mm-hmm. We asked the Burnett families asking for a prayer for our brother Levi, which is in the hospital. last night, he told his daughter that they're trying to regulate his blood pressure. Every time they took him off the IV, the pressure went up. And I guess the prednisone, they put it on him because he fell and almost put his eye out. Mm-hmm. And they got him on prednisone for the pain. And the prednisone is causing his blood sugar to go sky high. And mm-hmm. when he went to the doctor on Friday, his wife Jackie said that, you know, he was complaining that he didn't feel good that Friday night. And that Thursday night. And so I said, when they got the doctor's office at the eye doctor, they had to go get his eye checked again because he had to have surgery, second surgery on the eye that he almost put out. And he said his stomach hurt. And so she turned around, he was slumped over. And so they had to call 911. So he's in Westchester Medical. And the doctor said his heart looked okay because he had a, what is it, Mary?
Pacemaker.
And they said his heart was okay, but they needed, told him, I said, they needed to check him for congestive heart failure because that seems what the devil trying to put in the family. So we have to pray that out. Because family members are putting that. So ask him for his prayer that he come home and be healthy and strong. And keep my daughter in prayer because she's going through depression.
Amen.
The baby.
Bless the Lord.
So, pray and pray on. All right. So next weekend I'll be in Virginia Beach. So I try to get on.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, I'm going to see my daughter. She's in Virginia Beach, so that's where she will. So I wanted them to visit her, my granddaughter.
Okay.
So try to get on and try to get them on too.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that Wednesday I had injection in my back from the leg pain and thing I was experiencing. And they did an MRI that found I had 3 discs that had nerves being affected by the bone. My 3rd, 4th and 5th disc. And so they gave me the steroid for that. And the pain is down.
And
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
They gave you a cortisone shot in your back?
Yeah, in my back.
They gave cortisone? Yeah. And don't take more than 3 a year because it deteriorate your bones. I've been through that. So don't take the 3 a year, but you have the sciatica, your pinched nerve on L4, L5, and L6. But, yeah, and I didn't have to take but 1 either, so I'm good.
A lot of times one will work and you won't have to take another one because that's what happened to Cliff and Dara. Yes. So you might not. Pray to God that you won't have to take another one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He won't. Heal to that devil.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Heal
to that devil.
And pray for
Juanita. I didn't know Pop made the sifters. I thought he brought them from the store. They looked so like they were from the store.
He made it when we were coming
up before I'm the knee baby, so I'm young, so I'm learning something.
Made them.
Huh?
He made a lot of things before you was born. Before your time, he made those.
I know he made the thing to grind up the corn to put the grind up the corn to make meal and stuff and the feed for the pigs too. I know he did make that. I've seen that.
Yeah.
And made a case for he did the. Made the sausages and stuff. But yeah, my daddy was a butcher too, because he told about them pork chops and ribs and pig feet. He did everything. Ham, cured them, smoked them. I had a daddy that didn't have went to the first grade and dropped out because he had to take care of his family. Because his dad died, and he had to take care of his mom and his siblings. So he did everything. Mm-hmm. He did everything.
He was smart.
Very smart.
Yep.
Amen.
I need you also to pray for Juanita McKinley, my niece, because she's having problems getting the flu off her body.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Oh, she didn't tell me that.
She told me.
Okay.
She told me Friday.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hallelujah.
And keep me in prayer too.
Yeah, keep me in prayer. Always keep me in prayer.
Man.
Yeah,
and
keep all our families in prayer. The whole church family, keep us all in prayer.
Amen. Deacon Wilson's recovering, so let's continue to keep him in prayer. He's home. So.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hey, I'll just bless.
You can never get too much prayer.
That's the truth.
Man.
Right.
All right, I have to get ready for go to a wedding, so I can get my butt moving.
Right. I'll just bless.
Okay, love y'all. Take care.
Okay, you too. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Y'all just push it
plane. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I just want to say thank you for your prayers, and Pastor, thank you for the good word as usual. And I'm gonna do what I know to do, is trust and lean and depend on God and go back to what I know and have faith and believe that all things work together for good for those that love the Lord, for those that are called according to his purpose.
Amen.
And I'm gonna stay out of that sifter.
Amen.
And not let the devil talk to me, because I know better, so I have to do better. So I thank you all for your prayers. So I come today with the praise report.
Amen. Pastor, you know what I just thought about that sister? Somebody like that hamster, yeah, then they rolling that thing. Amen.
Same place.
Lord have mercy.
All right.
That's good word, Pastor.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Great word.
Elder Bush.
Okay. Our Father, we thank you for this service. We thank you for the words that we read and heard today, Lord.
Yes,
we thank you for all that you do. God, we ask you to bless those that are sick this morning. Somebody is bereaved. But, oh, Lord, you said you come that we have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes,
oh, God, bless us one by one. And, oh, God, we are your servants, God. We do what you tell us to do in such a
help
time
us,
as
Lord.
You. Oh, God, we ask you to pray for those that have requested prayer, because prayer is the only way that we can make it through. And Lord, we just thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
May the grace of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.